Module 7, Planning, Part 2. The next part of the planning phase is to bring together the nuts and bolts information that we have gathered, the tasks to be performed, plus the time, resources, and costs required for each, and to create an actual plan for executing the project, building the work breakdown structure. A work breakdown structure, WBS, is a graphical breakdown of all the work to be done in the project. The WBS can be built in 5 easy steps. Number 1, identify the purpose of the project and write the title at the top. Number 2, establish the major segments of the work. Example for painting a room, gather materials, prepare room, paint room, finish room. Number 3, break down the segments of the work into subcomponents. Gather materials, prepare room, paint room, finish room. Number 4, continue breaking down the work until you reach the level where you will assign and monitor the project work. Remember, if you are going to assign a task to someone, you may not need to break it down very far. Number 5, review the WBS with the stakeholders and project team to ensure all items are covered. Creating the schedule. The next task is to build the schedule. This will be your most important document during the project. It will grow and change throughout the project. Keep it up to date to make sure that you will meet your deadlines. There are many scheduling tools available, which will be discussed in the next topic. For now, let's look at a simple table format, an expansion of the table that we used earlier. The first column lists the tasks that need to be performed. This list is typically organized in the order in which the tasks will be accomplished chronologically. In addition, think of how the project might be broken up into phases to help subdivide tasks that will be performed. The second column specifies the duration time of each task listed. This duration might be listed in terms of days, weeks, or hours depending on the project. Next, people and equipment will be listed, followed by start and end dates and/or times. In order to build the schedule, you will need the availability of people and machines, and sometimes material resources. This is where graphic tools can really help out. For our room painting project, Joe and Sue are going to do all the work. We are going to start on Friday at 5 p.m. Here is a summary of their availabilities. Here is an example schedule for our room painting project. Here are some tips to make your schedule efficient, accurate, and useful. Look for places where resources can perform activities simultaneously. Indicate milestones in your schedule. Milestones are identifiable points in your project that require no resources or time. They are simply a key point in time. They can also help you group your project into phases. Milestones in this project might be: have paint color chosen, have room cleaned out, get painting complete, have room put back together. If you are delivering a business project, try to include deliverables with the milestones. This way, sponsors and stakeholders have tangible results at various stages in the project and are more likely to stay interested and committed. Make sure to include lag and lead time in your tasks. In the painting project, for example, there is little to no time allotted for the paint to dry between coats. The project will definitely fall behind schedule. For team projects, make a large copy of the schedule and post it where everyone can see. You may want to choose a graphic format discussed in the next module. Creating a risk management plan. The risk management plan details how to approach and manage project risks. A risk management plan should be completed for any project. All project team members and stakeholders should have a meeting to complete a first draft of the plan. This ensures everyone knows what problems could crop up. The meeting should also identify the response options for each risk. There are 4 common approaches. Mitigate. Find ways to reduce the probability and impact levels of the risk. Avoid. Take steps to avoid the risk entirely. For example, if your chosen construction company may have a worker strike soon, perhaps you could choose another company. Transfer. Transfer the responsibility for the risk to someone outside the project. This will decrease your liability, but it may also decrease your level of control too. Accept. Accept that the risk could happen and choose not to act. This is the best approach for risks with low probability and impact ratings. During the project, stakeholders and team members should be encouraged to bring up new risks to the project manager. The project manager can then update the plan and communicate it to the rest of the team. A basic risk management plan looks like this, with 1 row for each list. Creating a communication plan. Effective communication can make the difference between success and failure in any kind of project. Developing and maintaining a good communication plan will ensure that everyone involved in the project stays up to date and that information is shared appropriately. A basic template should include the what, who, where, when, why, and how for each communication item. As you can see, the communication plan can be formal or informal, highly detailed or broadly framed, based on the needs of the project. Like the schedule, the plan should be maintained, updated, and shared throughout the project. Case study. Jasmine looked over David's project management team's schedule. She had just started mentoring him as David proactively looked for guidance when he found out that he would be the project manager of the company's next project. "So," David said, "what do you think?" Jasmine pointed out, "You've done a great job listing the tasks, giving deadlines, and determining milestones." She added, "However, you could really benefit from also adding in deliverables along with your milestones. This keeps the stakeholders interested and encouraged when they see concrete progress." David said, "That's a great idea. I'll add that in." Once the schedule was complete, David posted a large copy of the schedule where everyone on the team could see it. Having milestones and deliverables helped his team members as well as the stakeholders celebrate progress.